The sounds of Passion Pit, one of the groups that was nominated for last night's Boston Music Awards, and they're covering the event for us, Edgar B. Herrick III. Good morning, Edgar.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, good. Tell us about the scene there last night at the 25th Annual Awards Ceremony.
That's right. 25 years they've been doing this. For the last handful of years or so, they've been doing it at the Liberty Hotel in Boston, which is a very interesting space, kind of a big space in the round. And the event is not a typical awards ceremony. So if you imagine, you know, like a Grammy Awards or an Oscars, and you're picturing either people at tables or in a big audience and a stage, that's not what this is at all. This is definitely a scene. There are people in various rooms, concerts going on in all kinds of different rooms over a number of different floors, and a lot of people milling about. Bob, you do not mistake that you're at a music event. There are, like, you know, men in platform shoes and mink coats. There are people wearing sunglasses at night inside. There's a lot of sparkly curtains and stuff. There's no doubt you're at a music event, and it's interesting because it's a very diverse music event in terms of a number of genres. So you're walking around and you're like, well, those guys in those ripped t-shirts and jeans are in a metal band, and these fellas over here with the beards are clearly in an Americana band, and those folks over there are obviously in a hip-hop group. So it's pretty cool, though.
Now, who decides how these awards are given out?
So this is put on by a group of people kind of involved in the music industry here. You know, a lot of the organizers are either musicians themselves or producers, and it's put together. You know, the awards, the nominations are determined by a group called the Academy. And this is a couple of hundred insiders, music industry insiders here in Boston. So it's, you know, artists, it's producers, it's people who own venues, it's people who book bands. And then they do a voting process once they have all of their categories, of which there are many. They do 30 categories. They give awards in 30 different categories.
Wow.
So that gives you a sense of, you know, the scope and size of the Boston music scene. But what they do is 2/3 of the vote apparently is determined by the Academy, these couple hundred people on the inside. And then 1/3 of the voting is tabulated from online voting by fans themselves. So that's kind of how it all comes together, and people end up winning a Boston Music Award.
Well, let's get to the awards. First of all, Song of the Year.
Yeah, Song of the Year. This was won last year by a band called David Wax Museum, and then won this year by a band called David Wax Museum. So
they got a winning streak going.
Yeah, they got a 2-year winning streak happening here. But this is a band that's very interesting, a very Boston story of a band. We've had them actually in the Fraser Performance Studio recently performing. But this is the core of this group, a guy named David Wax and Suze Slezak, who is who's the sort of second in command in that band. They met here in Boston. They got started here in Boston. And he studied Mexican folk music on a Harvard fellowship. So, like, it's a very Boston story there. And that strain of Mexican folk music is really strong in his sound. Let's hear a little bit about this, of the song here that won them the award last night.
You've been sobbing so hard, you can barely breathe. You've been sobbing so hard, you can barely breathe. You've been stitching your heart on the outside of your sleeve. You've been stitching your heart on the outside of your sleeve. You've been wrung out and in and out for grief. In the ocean of time, this moment will be brief, will be brief. Oh, I know it's gonna get harder before it gets easier.
So there you go. There's a little bit of David Wax right there. That's Song of the Year at the Boston Music Awards last night. Pretty good song.
All right. Next, we turn to the Album of the Year.
And this was won by a group called Mean Creek, and they seem to have some vocal support there. They're very well liked by people involved in the Boston music scene. Big rock and roll sound. You hear strains of everything from, you know, old Boston stalwarts like the Modern Lovers from, like, you know, years gone by. But then you also hear strains of some of the new music out there, like bands like Arcade Fire. Interesting sound. Let's hear a little bit of Mean Creek.
Somebody arriving in Boston from another planet, observing last night's activities, what would they make of the Boston music scene?
You know, I think it's interesting. I think that the event last night kind of has an interesting flavor, in part because it's sort of put on by, you get the feeling like it's an insider's event on some level. You know, the awards are not necessarily the centerpiece of the event. The awards are kind of, you know, they kind of happen in the middle. It's a little bit downplayed. I think there's a positive and a negative to that. I think the positive is it sort of puts the focus on the music. The negative, maybe you wonder how rigorous the process is for winning an award because of that, I think, a little bit. But, you know, I think that the positive, no doubt, is the fact that you've got these, you know, 30 categories, which really gives you a sense of the scope of the Boston music scene. In fact, we talked with a couple of folks from a band called Straight Angular. Again, there was a lot of vocal support for this band. They were nominated for Song of the Year, didn't win, but they played there last night. We talked to them a little bit after and asked them about the Boston music scene.
The Boston music scene at times is segregated, but at the same time, it can come together, I think, at crucial times. Like, essentially, I feel like Boston was based before all the corporations and different things like that came. It was based on, like, who can rock the hardest, and, like, you support each other for just playing music, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, as opposed to the big cities where, like, the corporatized sort of industry has gotten in there, you know, in Boston it hasn't really been destroyed by it, so it's, like, easier to have a community more as opposed to, like, the bigger cities where it's, they're just trying to buy and sell, like, for the rich people to make money on our talent, you know, so it's a cool thing to be a part of this.
So there you get that sense of, you know, the positive and negatives on some level of sort of being, you know, big fish in a small pond. Not that Boston's small, but compared to, you hear them talking, compared to maybe in L.A. or New York, there's some benefits to the size of the scene.
All right. So let's quickly go over the two more awards. First, Live Artist of the Year.
Yeah, this is a great band from Jamaica Plain called Debo Band. Again, a big strain of world music in their sound. Have a listen to this. They're really interesting.
I like that sound.
Yeah, it's totally interesting. Ethiopian funk and soul from the 60s and 70s is a big influence on this group. Again, one of those can only happen in Boston kind of bands. And I like that there's an award for live music. So.
Okay, and finally, Artist of the Year.
Yeah, and this was kind of a surprise, I think, to most of the people at the event. There was sort of a collective gasp after this band won. They're an interesting group. They had a very big year. They played on Saturday Night Live. They were YouTube stars. They were young people who met here, but they're a pop group. They're kind of a bubblegum pop, hip-hop, kind of very interesting now kind of group. A lot of the pop sound that you hear out there is encapsulated by them. Let's hear a little bit of it. See, I've been waiting all day for you to call me baby. So let's get on it. Don't you leave me broken hearted tonight. Come on, that's right. Honest, baby. So again, it's sort of a big pop, you know, kind of bubblegum sound. But again, this is a, you know, speaks to the diversity of the music being made here in Boston. And I think overall, that's what I take away from this event is, you know, look over the people who've been nominated in these 30 categories. Listen to a little of their music. We'll have that all on WGBHnews.org. Check it out. Get familiar with the scene. It's good that they're celebrating it.
Thank you so much, Ed Gerby, Herwig III, our correspondent at the Boston Music Awards. Thanks so much. Public radio from Boston for New England. This is 89.7 WGBH Boston, online at WGBH.org, Boston Public Radio.